안녕하십니까? 2020학년도 9월 고2 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2020학년도 9월 고2 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 파종 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to Alice Bookstore. How may I help you?
I bought this book here yesterday, but I want to exchange it for another copy.
Sure. May I ask what's wrong with it?
(2번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wow, Josh, this pasta is very delicious. I didn't know you cook.
Actually, this is the first time I've made pasta by myself.
Really? Where did you learn how to cook it?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your student council president, William Taylor. As some of you already know, our annual school festival is coming up. We are looking for clubs that want to sign up to share their talents at the festival. Now, I'll tell you how to sign up for the festival. The application period begins today. If your club wants to register to participate, come to the student council room to fill out the application form. The application deadline is September 28th. Let's make this a festival to remember.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Mike. You look distracted. Is something bothering you?
Well, my son's preschool teacher told me he's having trouble focusing while reading and during conversations. I don't know what I should do.
Oh, I see. Maybe drawing classes could help.
How could they help with his concentration?
Children develop their ability to focus as they pay attention to small details while drawing.
That's reasonable. Is that why your daughter takes drawing classes?
Exactly. When my daughter was 8 years old, she had a similar problem to your son.
Did you notice a big change when she started drawing?
Sure. She concentrates better on reading and conversations now. It might help your son, too.
Okay, I'll look for a class right away.
Hello,
Mr. Stevenson. I'm Rachel Adams from Entertainment Monthly. Thank you for meeting with me today.
Hello, Ms. Adams. It's my pleasure.
Congratulations on gaining more than 1 million subscribers on your work, The Invisible. Why do you think so many people read your webcomic?
I think many people enjoy the comic because my style of drawing really makes the story come alive.
I agree. I especially love Jimmy, the character who wants to be a fashion model.
Yes, many of my subscribers like him.
I heard you'll finish it soon. The readers of our magazine have been asking if you have any plans to publish your work as a book or make it into a movie.
If there's a chance, I'd love to.
You'll have to let our readers be the first to know if you do.
Of course. I hope I can bring you good news soon. Honey, I just found a picture of a great living room design. It can give us some ideas for our own living room.
Let me see. Wow, I like the bookshelf behind the armchairs.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I think we should have a bookshelf like that one.
I agree. What do you think about how they used the space around the window?
The two flower pots under the window look nice. We should put our plants the same way.
Oh, there's a cat lying on a pet cushion.
It looks so comfortable. Why don't we buy one for our cat?
That's a good idea. Did you notice the round table between the armchairs?
I've always wanted to have a tea table like that one.
Look at this floor lamp. The lampshade has the same striped pattern as ours.
It does. Let's decorate our living room like the one in this picture.
I can't wait to see how it turns out. I'm so exhausted. I didn't realize moving was going to be this hard.
Me neither. I think the move is mostly organized. You already called the cleaning company, right?
Yes, they should be here soon. What else is left for us to do?
We still need to book the appointment to set up our internet connection.
Right. We should also fix the computer.
Why? Is it broken?
The moving center staff dropped it.
Have you asked the staff about compensation for it?
Yeah. The moving center wants us to fix the computer first, and then submit a receipt.
My cousin runs an electronics repair shop nearby, so I can take it there today. Can you book the appointment to get the internet connected?
Okay, I'll do that. I'm so happy our exams are over.
Me too. They were really tough this time.
I know. Getting a cold made me even more stressed.
Are you still sick?
No, I feel all right now. What are you doing after school today?
Some of our classmates are going to play board games to celebrate the end of exams. Do you want to come?
I'd love to go, but I can't.
Why not?
Did I tell you my family is going on a ski trip this weekend?
No, you didn't. Why are you going skiing?
It's my dad's birthday, so we planned this trip for him.
That sounds like a perfect gift for your dad.
I hope so. I need to go shopping for goggles and a ski suit for myself today.
Oh, I see. Have a nice trip.
Good
afternoon. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a gift for my newborn niece. What would you recommend?
These pajama sets and dresses are the best-selling clothes for babies.
They're so cute. How much are they?
This pajama set is $40, and this dress is $50.
I'd like to buy the dress you recommended.
Okay. Anything else?
Do you have any other items that would go well with the dress?
How about this hat? It's usually $10, but it's on sale. You can get 40% off that price.
That sounds great. I'll take it.
Wonderful. So, one dress and one hat, right?
Yes. I also have this $5 discount coupon. Can I use it?
Let me see. Unfortunately, no. This coupon only applies to purchases over $100.
All right. I'll pay with this credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 코미디 올스타스에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Amy, have you heard about Comedy All-Stars?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's the biggest comedy show on Broadway. It's being held at the Western Theater this year.
Oh, I know that place. When does the show start?
It starts on December 15th.
Who will perform in the show?
Many famous comedians like Tina Scott, Julia Moore, and James Parker will perform.
James Parker? He's my favorite comedian.
Do you want to go with me then? Tickets will go on sale next week.
Okay. How can we buy the tickets?
We can book them online at the theater's website.
Great. I'm so excited for the show.
11번 오가닉 페어에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good evening, listeners. I'm Elizabeth, the hostess of the Organic Fair. This year, the fair will be held at Springfield Park. It'll last 3 days, from October 11th to 13th. It aims to promote the eco lifestyle to a wide range of consumers. Various organic products will be displayed, such as organic food and natural cosmetics. You can get a discount if you buy products at the fair. Furthermore, there will be a class where you can learn how to make organic soap. The class will run from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. each day. If you register online in advance, you can enter the fair for free and join all the activities. For more information, please visit our website at www.springfieldfair.com. I look forward to exploring eco-living with you at the fair.
12번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 무선 이어폰을 고르시오.
Hey, Tiffany. What are you doing?
I'm thinking of buying some wireless earbuds. Do you want to help me choose from these five options?
Sure. How much can you spend?
I don't want to spend more than $200.
These models are within your budget.
What do you think would be a good playtime from a single charge?
I think it should be longer than 6 hours so you don't have to charge them very often.
That's a good point. I'll cross out this one. What is noise canceling?
It reduces unwanted sound using active noise control.
Does that make a big difference?
It can really improve the sound quality of what you listen to.
I see. Then I'll go with ones with noise canceling.
Good choice. There are only two models left. Which color do you prefer?
I don't want white ones because they'll get dirty too easily. So I'll buy this model.
How are you, Rebecca?
I'm fine, but you look tired today.
That's because my back hurt so much last night that I couldn't sleep at all.
Your back? Did you injure it while you were exercising?
No, I didn't do anything yesterday other than study at the library.
Maybe that's the problem. I bet you were sitting for too long with bad posture.
You're right. I have a bad habit of hunching my shoulders when I sit.
Do you ever take a break and stretch your body?
When I'm in the middle of something, it isn't easy to stop.
You know what? I recently read an article that said sitting with poor posture can lead to chronic back pain.
How can that happen?
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Andrew, did you choose a topic for the English essay?
I did. The teacher approved it last week.
That's great. Have you started writing it?
Not yet. I usually have a hard time making logical arguments for my essays. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I read a lot of newspaper articles. I especially like editorials.
Does that really help develop logical thinking?
Sure. If you read persuasive articles like editorials, you can see how the arguments are developed.
That makes sense to me. Maybe I should give it a try.
I can send you the website I usually use. It collects editorials from various newspapers.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 브라이언이 제니퍼에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brian and Jennifer are good friends who go to the gym together almost every day. When they're working out, they drink a lot of water. Brian always brings his own tumbler with him, while Jennifer always buys a bottle of water at the convenience store before going to the gym. Brian thinks that buying a bottle of water every day is not only a waste of money, but is also harmful to the environment. One day at the gym, Jennifer makes a comment about how much she likes Brian's tumbler. Brian thinks this is a good chance to suggest that she bring her own reusable bottle to the gym. In this situation, what would Brian most likely say to Jennifer?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Damon. As parents, We are all worried about our children starting to wear glasses at younger ages. We surely know using smartphones has negative effects on their eyes. Today, I will tell you some foods that can help protect your children's eyes. First, carrots are rich in vitamin A, which keeps the eye surface healthy by preventing it from drying out. Cheese is not only rich in vitamin A, but it also prevents eye fatigue due to its high levels of iron. Blueberries are rich in antioxidants, which improve night vision as well as maintain general eye health. Lastly, the omega-3 fatty acids in salmon lower the chance of eye diseases. I hope you encourage your children to try the foods I recommended today.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Damon. As parents, we are all worried about our children starting to wear glasses at younger ages. We surely know using smartphones has negative effects on their eyes. Today, I will tell you some foods that can help protect your children's eyes. First, carrots are rich in vitamin A, which keeps the eye surface healthy by preventing it from drying out. Cheese is not only rich in vitamin A, but it also prevents eye fatigue due to its high levels of iron. Blueberries are rich in antioxidants, which improve night vision as well as maintain general eye health. Lastly, the omega-3 fatty acids in salmon lower the chance of eye diseases. I hope you encourage your children to try the foods I recommended today.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 식품이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.